And
yeah, so we'll have short periods of practice, and what we're going to do is we're going to start with a short period of sitting, then we're going to have a short period of standing, short period of walking, and then come back to sitting again. So the periods are going to be between 10 and 15 minutes for each one, and I'm not going to lead them. I'm just going to ring the bells and let us know what we're doing. So like ring the bell and then we'll say, okay, now we're going to stand. And well, the invitation is just to notice what it's like as you move from those different positions, different ways of being mindful. Yeah. What it's like when you move from standing still to moving through space when you're walking, you know. And then when I ring the bell at the end of that period and then you stand again, what's it like to stop, physically stop after moving? You know, what's it like to change from sitting to standing or from standing to sitting? We're the same person, got the same body, same mind. We're still breathing, but maybe our experience is slightly different as we do those different things. And I might every now and again drop in a poem or a quote before each one. I haven't decided yet whether to be completely silent or whether we'll have. So anyway, if you'd just like to get yourselves in your meditation posture. And what I'll do is I'll ring one bell to mark the beginning of each practice and three bells to mark the end. And at the end, I'll then say, and now we're going to do whatever it is we're going to do. And one of the things we can get attached to is meditation. Or what we think meditation is and how our practice should be. So just see if you can let go of that. And I'm just going to quote Paramananda, who's a dear friend and another meditation teacher. And one of the things he says is, there's no such thing as meditation, there's just meditators. So we're all here together, just meditating. Just being meditators. So when you're ready, just moving to a standing position. Standing still, feeling the ground beneath your feet and just bringing awareness, mindfulness in that posture. So just standing. I'll be standing for about 10 minutes, and then when I ring the bell, we'll just start doing some walking meditation.
just start walking.
We'll have just under 15 minutes of walking meditation.
Thank you.
just sitting for about 15 minutes. Thank you. So just making that transition as you end the meditation. And knowing that we're coming to the end of this session of practice, so there'll also be that transition from this shared virtual space of practice, each into our individual lives. And if you've got even just a taste of a little bit more quietness or stillness, spaciousness, see if you can bring some of that into your life. Have a bit of continuity. And we'll end today with a final session from 7 o'clock till 8:30. And it's going to be a simple evening. So I know not everyone was here when I was saying a little bit about the theme of the retreat, but at the still point of the turning world, we are trying to get into places of a bit more quiet and stillness in the midst of whatever else is going on. And really trying to get a little bit more simplicity maybe in our lives while we're on the retreat, but also maybe in how we run the retreat. So the evening's just basically going to be meditation, reflection, and mantra chanting. I'm not going to be doing a big puja. We're just going to be sitting, doing a bit of reflecting on the three lakshanas, so on dukkha, impermanence, and substantiality. We're sort of like very short readings, and then we'll just do some sitting. And again, it will be just sitting. It will not be led meditations. Yeah, I know I do a lot of leading of meditations, and there's something about the stillness, the quiet being with your own experience, that I don't think it's possible to get to that place when someone else is guiding you. So although there may be some led meditation, we're going to be doing a lot less than maybe on some retreats. Yeah. Anyway, thank you all very much for coming and practicing, and hope to see you tonight or tomorrow. Go well, and do feel free to just unmute yourself and say goodbye or post anything in the chat. And take care.
Goodbye.